Okay, put your capo on the third fret and let's get tuned up. Here is my first string. Here is my second string. Here is my third string. Here is my fourth string. Here is my fifth string. And here is my sixth string. The opening guitar we hear sounds like a double or triple aught Martin, so a small-bodied acoustic guitar. It gives you that real mid-rangey sound. It's not real full range like a big jumbo or dreadnought would be. I'm using my Variax, and I'm just dialing in that little double aught they have in the acoustic section. Real clean compressor on it to kind of even out some of the highs and lows as far as the volume goes. And the chords I'm using are C, F, and G. And the C chord is just your standard C chord with your third finger on the fifth string third fret, and that's the third fret from the capo. Your second finger will be on the fourth string second fret. Then finger one, you're on the second string first fret. The rhythm pattern is down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up. And if you can listen, you can hear I'm deadening that second down. So I'm getting a dead stroke on 2 and 4 if you were to count it. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 in. And to do that, all I'm doing is relaxing my grip in the left hand and letting my fingers kind of lay against the strings. I don't want to pull my fingers completely off because I need to be able to squeeze right back and get to a C chord. So it's just a light release with the third finger, in my case anyway, laying down lightly on the other strings to kill them. And that gives me a good distinct dead stroke on 2 and 4. And also it helps then to give you a good feeling of where the beat is. You can hear it better there. So down, up, down, up, down, up, down, up. All right, let's take a look at the way the song is laid out.